To learn more about the two contenders for Ukraine's disputed presidency, we turn to Stephen Nix of the International Republican Institute. That's a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that promotes democracy around the world. Stephen Nix returned from Ukraine on Saturday, where he'd been working with one of the candidates, Viktor Yushchenko.
Viktor Andreevich Yushchenko served as chairman of the National Bank of Ukraine for 7 years. It's analogous to our Federal Reserve. After that, he was named prime minister and served as prime minister of Ukraine for some 2 years. And I think that his performance during that time has earned him the label of reformer. That is, he wants to reform Ukraine's economic institutions, its banking sector, to make it more consistent with those of European nations.
Well, what exactly did he do by way of good governance when he had the power to do it in that country?
Sure. Well, as you know, Ukraine has suffered terribly from a reputation as a corruption-riven state, and Viktor Yushchenko really worked hard to try to clean up corruption in government as well as the private sector. And I think that, in part, has earned him the label, if you will, of reformer, anti-corruption, but also trying to build up Ukrainian governmental and financial institutions to European standards.
He managed to bring back to the coffers of the state quite a large sum of money while he had the power to do so.
He did. He increased tax collections, and for that reason, he was able to pay salaries and pensions on time. You have to remember that prior to his taking over the premiership, workers in Ukraine, teachers, factory workers, farmers, would sometimes go 4 to 6 to 8 months without being paid their salaries.
And then what happened?
This drive to clean up corruption obviously made enemies for Viktor Yushchenko, and these enemies are powerful. There are business interests. These forces combined to engineer a no-confidence vote in Viktor Yushchenko, and he was removed as prime minister of Ukraine.
Let's turn now to Viktor Yanukovych, the disputed winner of the Ukrainian presidential election. What in his personal history has earned him the bad guy label among the protesters?
The protesters are in the streets because they think Viktor Yushchenko won. They think that the election results were falsified. I think it comes down to a difference in philosophy. Viktor Yushchenko foresees the path for Ukraine to the future through Europe. Viktor Yanukovych has an altogether different philosophy, and that is less integration towards the West and Europe and deepening of ties with Russia.
Is there any evidence of corruption on his part, or is there anything about him that's personally questionable?
Well, there are two criminal convictions on his record, but not much is known about them. The court records have been sealed. All the public knows, really, is that he has twice been convicted. This was in the days of the Soviet Union. Records are difficult to obtain. And so I think the fact that he has a criminal record is an issue that some people are concerned with.
Depending on which man wins, what difference will it make in the near future of Ukraine?
It will set the ground for Ukraine's geopolitical orientation and whether Ukraine will move east towards Russia or west towards Europe, more integration into the Euro-Atlantic alliance.
It will be Ukraine's Supreme Court that is finally making the decision about the outcome of this election.
Exactly, and it's a very crucial decision. This will determine the shape of things to come, whether Viktor Yushchenko emerges as the winner, whether there is a partial election in certain states, whether there is a brand new election nationwide, or Viktor Yanukovych is certified the winner. Those are the four outcomes that we foresee based on the pleadings that are before the court.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stephen Nix is the director for Eurasia at the International Republican Institute. That's a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to advancing democracy worldwide.